Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, buenos dias, bienvenidos, hey, welcome to Business 123, Introduction to Investments. I am so glad that you are hearing this commentary to the syllabus, because it means your machine can interpret MP3 files. I hope you're also looking at the syllabus, because that means your machine can handle PDF files. And you're going to find that your machine is also going to want to interpret Flash for the audiovisual presentations. If you're having any kind of problems with technical issues, as an online student, you need a good resource to help you. And one of the best resources I have found is a teenager. So call a teenager, have plenty of pizza on hand, and they will help you get your problem solved. Let's go through the syllabus for Business 123, Introduction to Investments. Course description and objective. Introduction to basic investment principles, including markets, stocks, also known as equities, bonds, also known as fixed income debt instruments, a fancy word for loans, mutual funds, the legal term is investment company, insurance products, interpretation of financial statements and other financial data and information, brokerage accounts, and the relationship of economic and political conditions to investing. We start from the very beginning, folks. If this all sounds really scary, relax. We start with the basic question, what is an investment? So you need no prior experience with investing. Do you understand? You don't have to know anything other than basic English and have the motivation to study, because there's a lot of material to study here. Let's take a look at the course content. Investment environments, risk, return. Oh boy, are we going to spend a lot of time talking about risk and return. Mutual funds, stocks, bonds, markets and transactions, investment strategies and tools, portfolio management and asset allocation, options and futures contracts. Don't worry about them until way at the end of the class. We'll actually spend a little bit of time talking about real estate and other investments too. So sound like something you're interested in learning about? You've heard all kinds of stuff about these things, right? Well, you, at the end of the class, will have a strong foundation of these major investment alternatives. What do we use? We have a book called Fundamentals of Investing, and I don't care if you use the 6th or the 5th or the 4th edition. You could even use the 3rd, but I wouldn't do that, because you're going to find that the 4th and 5th online can be picked up for very, very cheap. They might even be up to a 7th edition. I don't know. But the material's all the same, really. The book really hasn't changed that much, but every 2 years they come out with a new one, whether they need to or not, excuse me, and I'll leave it to you to wonder why they do that. On the class website, which I'll introduce you to numerous occasions, are links to booksellers who sell the book, the previous editions also, for very inexpensive. And so there's no excuse, folks. There's no excuse. You can get that book, and there's even one or two in the library for you to peruse. You can't take them out. They're on reserve. You also need a notebook and a calculator. It's really all you need. Add, subtract, multiply, and divide. However, a spreadsheet does make life pretty nice if you're savvy with a spreadsheet, and we'll talk about those later. Dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and jokes. And we like jokes, mostly in the on face-to-face class. But let me start with a stock joke, right? How do you make a small fortune in the stock market? You know how to make a small fortune in the stock market? You start with a large fortune. you see, you start with a large fortune, and then after you've lost a lot of money in the stock market, it winds up to be a small... It's a joke. It's a joke. I apologize. They get worse. Attendance and lateness? Wait a minute. This is an online class. Well, folks, sure, there's no attendance, there's no lateness, but that makes it even harder because you as a student must have self-discipline. You need to work on this class every day, 30 minutes, an hour, every day, reading the text, the presentations, listening to the audio lectures, viewing the audiovisual lectures, submitting the assignments, taking the exams. You need to stay on top of it. And if you get behind, please contact me. Why? Because what happens is students in the online classes just think, oh, I got plenty of time, I'm okay, I'll get to it later. And then all of a sudden they're 3 weeks behind. And what happens, right? We lose them. They drop the class, or we never hear from them again. They don't even contact us, and we're required to drop them after a certain amount of time. So we want you to succeed. You understand? We're not here hoping that you're going to fail. This is not the university. We want you to succeed. So please contact us if you're having problems. And as we said, you must be disciplined to take an online class. You must set aside time every single day. Now, grading. We grade on a straight curve. Ha ha ha, it's a joke, right? Jumbo shrimp, straight curve, military intelligence. Two words that don't make sense together. But anyway, you can do well in this class. Why? Because this material is tedious at times, lengthy, and concentrated with lots of information in each chapter. But it's not really that hard. One of the hardest things is dealing with all the preconceived notions that you may or may not have from listening to the experts on the news. But when you sit down and work it out, you find that it's pretty darn straightforward. Now, is it easy? Investing, as Warren Buffett says, is relatively simple, but it ain't easy, right? Because you're trying to predict the future. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. So look at the time requirements. The Southwestern College Catalog indicates that for every one college unit, 2 hours should be spent outside for homework. So you need to spend about 6 hours, right, per week. The actual time varies from person to person, but please set aside 30 minutes, an hour, every day. And you're thinking, how am I going to do that? Well, how much time do you watch television? How much time do you spend on Fleecebook? Facebook? Right. You need to get Business 123 into your routine. And because that's how you learn. We learn by repetition. People think they can cram and learn. It doesn't work. You know, you learn it for about a day or two, take the exam, it's all over, it's gone. You need to come back to the material over and over and over again, and that's how you learn. That's what the studies say. Now, accommodations. You know the drill. If you need special accommodations, contact me, contact us, and your counselor within 2 weeks, right? Now, Academic Success Center, what is this place? Well, it's over in the 420 building, but there's also the LRC and the Reading Center and the Writing Center and the Math Center. You know, we have tremendous resources because we want you to succeed. This is not the university where they're trying to weed people out. No, we want you to get the tools that you need to be successful. And so please take advantage of those. And the studies show that if you study together, you get into group studying, you do better. That's what the research says. Now, how do you get in touch with me? Well, it's an online class, so you're probably going to send me an email. But you can also phone me. There's my phone number at the bottom of the page. There's my email. There's the website that you're going to spend a lot of time on. And I spared no expense and went out and bought wonderprofessor.com, so you wouldn't have to try to remember the college website / Tilda. the little squiggle above the N on Enye. Your first, my first initial, F, and then how to spell my last name, P-A-I-A-N-O, three vowels in a row. It's very difficult. So I got you, Wonder Professor. Can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? Can you remember WonderProfessor.com? And that's where all the material is. All the class material is on this class website. We don't use Black and Blue Board. I'm sorry, Blackboard for the class material. If you have an iPad, an iPod Touch, or an iPhone, an Apple mobile device, they don't support Flash. I discussed this quite a bit, and you'll see. And so you can actually get the stuff on iTunes for free, so there's another way. You can get in touch with me. Now, what's this little SLO thing? That's something they want us to put on our syllabus, and they slap our hands if we don't do it, but it has nothing to do with anything. It's just some bureaucratic BS that is there to allow some professors who don't want to deal with students to deal with SLOs at the statewide level and make more work for us, and so they can say, we're teaching you better. In other words, it's useless. Introduction to investments. So you say, hey, there's the syllabus. I don't need to look at it again. No, look at the second page. Look at that second page. That's the course outline, the course schedule. This is what we're going to be doing over the next 3-4 months, 17 weeks of semester. And we normally finish up everything. Now, if we get behind, that's okay. If some things are, you know, we're taking a little bit more time on one or two items, that's fine. But I am more interested in having you understand everything that we do as opposed to just getting through all the material, because that's what we're supposed to do in a certain amount of time. So if you get behind, please contact me as soon as possible. Come see me for extra assistance. We can meet online. We can meet at the main campus. We can talk over the phone. We want you to succeed. If you're the kind of person who likes to go ahead, well, one of the nice things about this course is that you can move ahead. There will be presentations usually 2 or 3 weeks ahead of what we're doing. So you can go ahead, and I will make every attempt to help you if you're anxious to move ahead with extra assignments. But we are more interested in making sure everybody learns what is in the course. That's the important thing. So, look cool. It looks like something you might be interested in. We're ready to show you the major investment alternatives over the course of the next 17 weeks. And we again reiterate that you need no prior investment experience. We start from the very beginning. Thank you very much for being in our class, and looking forward to a great session. See ya!